So many rules.
So many rules. Craig has got so many rules. He's a grammar Nazi. Unless you have your 1d4 claws.
Yes. Oh. You'll never take away me claws. Whoa, are those like daggers built into your hands? Yes, but with less of a crit chance. And less utility, and I can't throw them. Hey everyone, this is Big Campaign Stories. We're an actual play Pathfinder podcast. Today we're here with Anthony, who's going to tell us about his character he's playing.
I was thinking of just going by Mav. I think you're the only one who calls me Anthony. I don't know what Johnny calls me. I think he calls me Mike.
He calls you Mike, but like...
Mike Anthony. He always calls me Mike Anthony.
Yeah, well, that's because his mom always called him John Patrick.
Oh, okay.
JPZ!
Well, yeah, I think we got derailed again.
Oh, yeah, we absolutely did. As far as the questions go, tell me what you'll be playing for this campaign.
My character is Android. His name is Dosh, and I kind of envision him as like a like almost like a fashion runway model, like art project, like couture fashion kind of is how I envision Dosh.
So a standard android usually has kind of like a human shape or form, or like a halfling form. Is your staying with like conventional proportions or like a race, or is it being designed after something else? If it's an art project, you're saying?
Yeah. So I imagine the proportions are like exaggerated. Maybe longer arms and legs and a smaller torso, probably more sleek, broader shoulders, but tiny waist. The way I imagined it is like the character from Love, Sex, and Robots, the blue guy.
Okay.
Kind of like that, kind of a very artsy individual.
Artistic expression of peak human look?
Yeah, I imagine it would be like almost Uncanny Valley a bit. It's off enough that you know it's not human.
Okay. Since you're looking like that and not quite human, but clearly android, how do your stats kind of help you represent that?
Yeah, so my character's dump stat is strength. So I kind of imagine he isn't built to, you know, bear a heavy load. And that would kind of fit in with the having kind of disproportioned limbs and stuff. Like, doesn't work so well carrying heavy things because maybe his legs are too long, arms too long. Kind of, it's off balance. But his dex is a strong 19 at the get-go. So I imagine him being, you know, graceful on his feet and quick. And this is also enhanced through his charisma, which is a 17. One of the things that you presented with the androids was they don't get a cultural bonus like all the other races do. They get like a specific upgrade based on how they are made. And so I chose the charisma upgrade, which allows them to basically interact with non-android races better. They kind of understand people better. And I kind of want to play that up as well. Kind of play them up a little bit more humanoid, less robotic.
Yeah, I guess I can definitely see the Uncanny Valley part if you're like a human slightly proportioned off, but with a 17 charisma. So you're like a really sexy, weird robot.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it makes you the most charismatic in the group, with the exception of your sorcerer.
That would be fitting.
Okay, so with a 17 CHA, what class are you thinking about using?
So I went with a swashbuckler because I felt like I want to kind of play him with a little bit of a swagger to him. And that class just really kind of fits that flavor, I guess. But I wanted to take it kind of a different route. So I went with this. There's a monk style archetype in there that allows you to use monk weapons for their swashbuckling powers. One of the monk weapons is basically it's a walking stick. So I kind of want to use him to have like a cane that he uses to fight with. To kind of get that like really haughty kind of flamboyant nature about him to show through in both his mechanics and the flavor of the class.
Okay. So not unfair to say, getting those strong Ruby Rod vibes.
Yes.
All right. And then to tie that with it, how did you become a member of Bold Requisitions?
Yeah, so I kind of been playing this idea over my head, and I like the idea of him once having been like a one-hit wonder in the art scene or the fashion scene. So he has maybe a somewhat notoriety in a very niche market, having once touched, like, you know, he once touched the sun. Like, he feels like he is better than he is, kind of has a haughtiness to him. So I imagine he joined the requisitions group by having been rebuilt himself by the group. Like, they came in and took his stuff, sitting empty in a, you know, abandoned, broken apartment, being like, hey, can I have a job? Like, just trying to get back up on his feet at the moment.
Okay, interesting. Perfect. So, trying to get back up on top, is that kind of the main motivation for Dosh?
Yeah, I think he really wants to become rich again. Like, he doesn't like being broke. Maybe, I mean, he knows fashion and stuff, and maybe it is less he has anything to prove, and more he just liked the lifestyle that it afforded him.
Excellent. Okay.
And that might change as the characters grow and he, you know, goes down whatever path the group goes, but that's his initial reaction to the world.
All right. Excellent. Well, yeah, that was Dosh, our android, and we'll talk to the other four members here next time.
I actually was thinking about that. What if they repoed me and they're just like, I was like left in their like closet. And I was like, hey, I'm a thing. Can I come out?
And one Dosh?
Like, actually, that's a fun way to do that. Yeah.
Okay. Dosh, get in the truck.
I guess you're working for us now, I guess.
You're being repoed? Oh.
Music has been provided by Nihilor.com. You should definitely check him out if you guys want royalty-free music. He's fantastic.
Dude, for as much as he's made, it's just kind of crazy to imagine he's like, I don't know, man, just use it and stuff.
Just tell him that it's me.
Yeah, give me some money if you want to or something. It's like, no, I totally want to give you money, dude.